بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, somebody asked me a question. They said that some relative of theirs has taken term life insurance, and when this person tried to tell them that life insurance is prohibited, he said, well, if health insurance is permitted, why is life insurance prohibited? And then said, give me a dalil. Now, first question is, somebody who has that kind of logic, if health insurance is permitted, why is life insurance prohibited, and give me a dalil, what hope of understanding that dalil in the first place? Because to understand dalil, you need some knowledge. And that statement is not a statement of knowledge. So I think we need to get real with ourselves and say, how much do I actually know? Instead of asking these arrogant kind of questions. It's like somebody saying, why is pork prohibited when mutton is not prohibited? Give me a dalil. They're two completely different things. And the fact that one is prohibited, one is permitted, is perfectly logical. And to say that if this is permitted, why is the other one prohibited? This is a ridiculous question. For example, if you take, and Allah mentions this, Jalla Jalaluhu, where Allah said that they say, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they say that interest-based earnings is like trade. And then Allah said, أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah has permitted and made halal trade, and He has forbidden and made haram riba, which is interest-based earnings. Even though the format of it, if you look at it, may seem to be the same. Just like giving a gift to somebody and giving a bribe to somebody, the format of it looks the same, because if you're giving a gift, what is a bribe? A bribe is a gift. What changes the nature of it? One is halal and not just permitted, but it's recommended, and the other one is haram, clearly. What changes it is the reason you are giving it, which is the niyat of giving that, what you expect in return for that person, and so on. So first and foremost, let us approach the knowledge of Islam with the humility that is necessary, and not from a position of arrogance. Number two, the reason why life insurance is prohibited is because it comes under the description of what is called gharar, which is gambling, because you don't know how long you're going to live. Whereas health insurance is more like deferred savings or regular savings, and when you need it, you have access to the money. Now, the simplest thing, of course, is if somebody wants to just save for his family or her family, so that when they die, the family will have some kind of resource. The simplest thing is to just save to save the money. Why do you need a life insurance policy for that? You just put some money in the bank or somewhere every month and deposit it, and Allah gives you a nice long life, and at the end of that period, there will be a substantial amount of money that is there. There are also many other options of investing halal in order to create a resource for your family. But to me, the biggest question is not any of that. To me, the biggest question is, who is the caretaker of your family? Who is the Razik and the Razzaq of your family? Because if you say that I'm going to do something which is haram in order that my family must be taken care of when I'm dead, then we have to ask this question and say, who is the Razik of your family? Are you the Razik, or is Allah the Razik? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razik, then how do you do something which Allah prohibited in order to take care of your family? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I need your help to look after your family, so doesn't matter halal, haram, help me. Na'udhu billah. Allah did not say this, right? So why are we getting into this thing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaqu dhul Quwwati al-Mateen. He is the one who provides with his power and his glory and his majesty. And the thing to ask ourselves is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razzaq, if Allah is the one who provides, then Allah is the one who is providing even now. who do you think is providing now? Simplest question to ask is this. You are talking about what is going to happen to your family after you're dead. Ask the question now, what's happening to your family now while you are alive? Who is the one who is providing for your family while you are still alive? If you think that you are providing and it's not Allah who is providing, then there's a major issue with your aqidah itself, right? So we need to sit down and reflect and correct our aqidah to say that I am not the raziq, that Allah is the raziq. And if Allah is the raziq now, so what will change when I die? Nothing. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Hayyul Ladhi La Yamut. Allah does not die. Allah is there. So whether I live or I die, makes no difference to my family, because the one who is providing them is still there, and he will provide. Now maybe he's using me as a source. Later on he will use something else, or he will send directly to them like he sent to Maryam alayhi salam, right? So the point here is to ask ourselves this question and say, what is my own aqidah with regard to the power and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This whole issue of risk is a matter which is a very slippery slope, and a lot of people unnecessarily fall foul of this, because we give in to the temptations and the misguidance of shaitan and the agents of shaitan. For example, you might have somebody who is wealthy. They have a lot of money, lot of spare cash, lot of capital, but alhamdulillah, all of that earning is halal. Whatever is the source of that earning is all halal, and they have millions. So their choice, alhamdulillah, they are enjoying a very good lifestyle, and they are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All well until this point. Then comes the banker. So the banker says, okay, here is the guy, high net worth individual, he's got a lot of funds. So the banker will come and he will become your advisor, and the banker will tell you, this is not, doesn't make sense. Why are you just keeping this money? The money must make money, money must earn you money. So why don't you set up this or that, or this factory or that factory, or invest this money here and there? And then if you say to the person, to set up a factory, I need to put in so much of capital. Bank will say, no, you don't put in anything. Your capital, we will keep it as collateral, and we will loan you the money, and you just pay us interest, and you set up the factory and so on and so forth with our money. So your money is still there, it is safe, and you are using our money to set up your factory, and all you are doing is paying us some interest. So now what happened is, overnight your halal got converted to haram, and what you gave to the bank is not safe, because what is collateral is collateral. Tomorrow your factory sinks, the bank will eat your collateral, as simple as that. But that one, you didn't understand that, so you fall into the trap of the bank, and your halal becomes haram. Now what sense does it make? Because when you go into your qabr, your family will still continue to enjoy whatever is left behind, but you are going to face the questioning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah does not forgive you, then you face the punishment, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on his behalf and on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on those who deal in interest. So similarly, in this case, the person takes out a life insurance policy which is prohibited, and then the person dies. So now the family is enjoying his life insurance payment while this person is in the qabr, and he is enjoying whatever is happening there. Now that makes absolutely no sense. So the key thing to understand and keep on asking ourselves this question, and it's like a dumb question but should be asked, which is, who is the Razzaq? Who is my Raziq? And if that question is answered, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Raziq, then inshallah, your iman and my iman, as well as our future, is inshallah secure. But if we have this thing where say, no, but if I am not here, what will happen? Then it's a matter of great and serious and severe concern, which we should address and make a lot of istighfar and tawbah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to straighten our aqidah and straighten our iman, so that we recognize and accept the reality, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is our raziq, and Allah is the one who provides from His power, by His power, in ways that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.